John 19:34. The one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. At the cross, prophecy is fulfilled when a Roman soldier pierced Jesus' side. Zechariah 12:10 tells us, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me, whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn." Zechariah prophesies of a changed attitude toward the Lord by Israel in the future, a coming to the senses of lamenting over what they had done. In the original context, the Lord himself is the one who is pierced. Israel's rejection of God eventually took the form of rejection of God's Son, symbolized by the Roman soldier's spear thrust in Jesus' side as he hung on the cross. Unbelievers offering their concepts to discredit the Bible and its message hold theories such as the swoon theory, proposing that Jesus didn't actually die on the cross, but went into a deep coma or swoon. It then goes on to say that the coolness of the tomb revived him, and he was able to get out of the tightly wrapped clothes and appear to his disciples. The Roman guards were experts in execution, and they would be put to death if they allowed a condemned man to escape it. They were so sure of his death, they didn't break his legs. Instead, they thrust the spear into his body, and out came the blood and water, giving them the proof they needed. This wound was the most manifest witness to the death of Christ. For if Jesus had been alive when the spear pierced his side, bright arterial blood would have come out of the wound. Instead, we read that immediately blood and water issued from the wound. This occurs after the heart stops beating. This separation of the blood and water is definitive medical proof of death. The miracle that Jesus came down was subject to death on a cross, knowing this from the beginning, that he would die on a cross to take our place. This verse is the witness to that miracle that Jesus really died on the cross, thus salvation was accomplished. 1 Peter 1:18-20. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. The sin debt of all who believe is canceled. Salvation and forgiveness was made available to everyone who comes to the cross. Jesus had to shed his blood as our sacrificial lamb for us to be reconciled to God. John 20:24-29. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas said with them, "Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, 'Peace to you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing.' And Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' And Jesus said to him, 'Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" And finished with Revelation 1:7. "Behold, he is coming with clouds. Every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him." Even so, amen.